I am very excited. Steve is in the building.
Hey, hey,
I meant producer Steve.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
It's too easy. I'm sorry.
Hot Topics.
They're Hawk Topics. Everybody, Steve Hawk is here with a shirt I've never seen before.
Got him. It's kind of a pullover jacket.
New to me.
No, I just usually don't wear it inside because it's a raincoat.
Oh, okay.
But I hadn't taken it off yet. And
is it cool in your studio?
No, it is not. It will be later when I turn the AC on.
I also
thought that it was supposed to rain today, but it's beautiful and blue skies all over the place.
Yeah, nice. I like
that. I
grabbed
my rain jacket just in case maybe it starts raining in my studio later.
Well, you know what? That sounds dumb, but in this building, it actually is possible.
It could happen.
It's rained inside many, many times.
Is that one single color? Does it have a logo on it? What are we talking about?
No logos, and it is all black.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Yeah. You look kind of dressed up-ish.
Well, it's a Johnny Cash look today.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Black hat, black shirt, black pants.
Hot Topics brought to you in part by the Colville Rodeo. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here. Kevin is at his house right now. He's doing some cleaning, and he didn't get the cleaning done, so he had to stay there to finish.
Excellent. Good idea. Thanks, Kevin. Is, yeah.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I understand. it's an apartment.
It's going to take a minute. Speaking of rodeos, are you a rodeo guy?
To a degree. I don't go to
What's
a lot
of them.
What's
your favorite event?
At the rodeo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just like the rodeo.
I just like the rodeo.
Yeah, okay. I mean, some people are like, man, I only like
riding.
I only like the bull riding because people can die and stuff.
Well, no, I like mutton chasing or whatever they do with the
mutton
sheep.
Busting.
Yeah, mutton busting.
Yeah.
That's fun. Put the kids on there.
Yeah.
Fall off, fall and poop. That's how can you go wrong there?
That is good entertainment.
It is. I don't even need to know the kids. I just like watching them fall into the dirt, poop, whatever.
Yeah. Entertainment.
They always say that. That's not dirt, guys. That's not dirt.
No, it's not. How about pig racing? I like pig racing.
Oh, I forgot about that. They did that at the Spokane County Fair for quite a while.
Yes, in smaller fairs, you'll see that.
Yeah.
How about, what's that pie thing or the cakewalk? A cakewalk.
The cakewalk?
Do you remember
the
cakewalk?
I do, but I don't remember it at a fair. I remember it more out of like a bazaar.
Okay, maybe so.
Like, you know, you go to the church and then they have all the homemade cakes.
Right.
And then you're in the like... It's like a classroom kind of thing, and you walk around, and it's basically musical chairs, is it not?
Well, I don't remember, really. I just remember there being chasing pigs and a cakewalk at the same place. But that's Minnesota.
Yeah.
Weird things happen there.
I don't know what's going on there. Well, boy, that sounds fun.
Yeah, greased pigs and cakewalks.
Yeah, there you
go. Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. That kind of sums up our growing up right there, man. Yeah. All right, Steve, what do you have for the Are You Rather, Steve? Producer Steve, do you have a hot topic for
what are you talking about today?
Oh, lots of things. Well, we were talking yesterday about grilling hamburgers.
Okay.
And, well, actually, several things dealing with that, I guess. Number one, would you grill in a park?
Yes.
You would?
I have. Would.
Oh,
so have you transported the grill, or you just use the one that's there?
I have used the one that's there, but I don't like to.
Yeah. You put like foil down or something, or
I grate it with foil. I get a big wad of foil and I just scrape the crud out of it.
Are you telling me a true story?
Yes. And that's what I use as my brush, as my bristle.
Huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I scrape
that,
and it cleans it really well.
I bet it does. Yeah. Wow. You're like a genius and stuff.
Well, I think I stole that from somebody.
That's all right. Just pretend like it's yours.
I thought of that yesterday.
Okay, so you will grill in a park.
Yeah, I would, but I would rather bring my own if I can. But who wants to haul around all that stuff?
That's the bad part.
Yeah, a little hibachi's cool, but when you see people bringing their big barbecues
so much work.
No, it's going to fall out.
Yeah, that's just way too much work.
Yeah, but I like that.
Okay, and if you had an option of grilling anything, would you grill burgers or would you do something else?
At a park?
Well, not necessarily
like that.
A park.
Nah, probably hot dogs. It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's just if we need to feed people and we're doing a grill thing,
yeah,
I'm probably going with the ease. Hot dogs. Hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs.
How many different levels do you do on hot dogs when you grill them? I mean, like, are you pulling some off so that they're not, you know, too done? They just have the lines on them and then some that are right in the middle, and then the burnt ones, or do you go even deeper than that?
Deeper than that. It depends on the company. My father-in-law only eats butterflied hot dogs with cheese melted on them.
Whoa.
Oh, I kid you not.
Hello, high maintenance. How are you today?
So, yes, I split the hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Butterfly it. I can't break it in two. You just
still
have
to has to be in one piece. You break it, you ruined it. Yeah.
And then once it's almost done, grill marks included.
And then you have to take like cheese and stick it into the butterfly and let it melt?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like a sliced cheese, like a whatever gross.
I mean, I've done that before, but it's not like I'm not going to only do that.
That's the way he'll eat them. Wow. Yes, father-in-law. Thank you for everything.
I am now taking requests.
You're the greatest.
Otherwise, Kevin, no, I just, everybody gets a hot dog, you know, because it was, you can eat them raw. They don't need to be cooked. It's just whatever. It's hot. It's got grill marks. Eat it.
And do you like a burnt hot dog or not really?
Not really.
See, I do like them crispy, so.
My wife does,
I always
too.
Leave some on until they're good and crispy.
Yeah, she likes that skin to get crispy, but it has to be warm in the middle. It's like, well, I'm not a pro.
Right, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, my wife likes them like that, too. I mean, I don't mind them a little bit burnt. I just don't want it like it's all I taste is just the burnt part. I mean, I like them a little bit, but not, don't go crazy, man.
Will you grab a hot dog out of the package?
Hello, how are you today?
And you won't eat
it? No, I won't do that.
Oh, Hawk, you know I will.
Kevin will eat anything, any temperature, any time of the day.
Yeah. Well, they're cooked. It's all good.
Yeah, no, but I mean, even I don't care what it is. You name any food.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jay, I understand what you're saying.
And he will eat it of any temperature.
A cold hot dog is kind of in its own special category where you are either a cold hot dog lover or you're not. I mean, I just don't think there's any in-between ground.
No. Probably. Yeah, I don't think so either,
Steve Hawk, do you like a cold hot dog?
Yes.
That a boy.
Speaking of food, where are you at on Raising Cane's?
Never heard of her. What does that mean?
Yeah, never heard of that restaurant before? Oh, really?
Oh, the new one that I saw.
Raising
Cane's,
yeah. It's going to be up in your hood. Yeah.
Well, you know, I couldn't find out much about it. I saw a bulletin or whatever.
So obviously you've never had it.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where's this chain popular at?
I mean, it's nationwide. There are certain, obviously, segments of the country that don't have it. I like Minnesota has them.
Really?
Yeah. Arizona, out here, I think more in the Southwest. And then I know in the South, too, but.
I feel like the South is where it really got famous, maybe. And then we get one in Spokane. They're known for their chicken fingers.
Oh, great. Bring it on.
Yeah. You're okay with it?
I'm okay with it. Bring some more competition up north.
It's literally across the street from Chick-fil-A.
Is it really?
Literally across the street.
Okay. I know that area quite well. I'm trying to put it all in my head how I'm going to hit all of these different restaurants.
Yeah, and is it a concern for you to care about the traffic? Or are you like, whatever, it's so bad anyway?
That mess, that area right there is just a mess.
What if they said we're not going to allow Raising Cane's to come in until the North-South Freeway's done?
Wouldn't matter. the North-South Freeway won't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, it's too far to the west, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm. Well,
that's cool, though. Hey, I like chicken, I like food, and I like people. So there can't be anything wrong with that idea.
Okay,
round is that right?
I felt like the last one might have been a lie.
No, I love it.
Round two.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You have known the Reba one, Kevin?
Yes, because you told me it.
And you remember.
Kevin James.
I do, yeah. I listen to you.
Huh.
I respect my elders.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
All right, it is Hot Topics time. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here because it is Wednesday.
I have a follow-up question here for you, Producer Steve.
Oh, okay.
As somebody who looks like you might enjoy this, do you like to eat Play-Doh? You asked me earlier about eating Play-Doh, and I was quick to respond no. But you
were thinking about it all commercial break, though, weren't you?
I was thinking about you eating Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I probably did as a kid, but I
not
don't
anymore.
Frequent.
You know, like, hey, what's for dessert?
Yeah. I mean, you could, though, right?
Purple Play-Doh.
Yeah. You can make it into some ice cream or something. And
you can do a lot with Play-Doh. That's why it's Play-Doh.
Hawk, did you have a weird food thing that you ate? Like, my example would be I used to eat butter.
By itself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would put butter on saltine crackers.
God, that's not weird. That's normal.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's a great snack.
Peanut butter spoons, you like that?
Peanut butter on crackers with Kool-Aid.
Too normal. I need something weirder. With Kool-Aid, of course.
Yeah, with Kool-Aid. I miss Kool-Aid. I don't know. No, I can't think of anything.
By the way, a new hack for Kool-Aid is you take a pack of Kool-Aid and you pour it into the Simply Lemonade. Have you seen the Simply Lemonade? It comes in like a plastic jug, the green lid.
Love it.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the Simply Lemonade out, and you just pour a packet of Kool-Aid in there. and you can make whatever flavor Kool-Aid / lemonade.
I'm going to.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. How could, that has to be awesome.
I mean, yeah. So that's like, you know, whatever Kool-Aid flavor you like, mix it with the lemonade, and you've created an amazing drink.
Hawaiian Punch.
Right? Hawaiian Punch lemonade.
Ooh.
Okay.
Tempting.
Okay. I mean,
put the coffee away.
Yeah, you got it. It's a,
sugar, sugar, sugar.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Wait, did they give us sugar in Kool-Aid?
I don't know.
Remember, wasn't it like 2 cups or something? I think it was two cups of sugar.
A lot.
Yeah, if you think about that, you're like, man, that's like one pitcher. And it's like, well, no wonder we drank it so much. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm still stirring this Kool-Aid, trying to mix all this stuff together.
I told producer Steve this earlier today. Did you, when you were growing up, did you have the frozen orange juice?
Yes.
Because we were talking about how orange juice prices have like gone crazy. They're the weather, whatever it might be. But did you, so you had the giant like frozen puck of orange concentrate, right?
I would put it in the sink and run hot water over it, trying to defrost it before I would throw it into that whatever bucket thing.
Defrosting orange juice.
You'd be like stirring it for like an hour trying to get it to make. I mean, it was great when it finally melted.
Yeah. So good. Do they make those anymore?
I don't know, Kev. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I love that. So I used to eat that. Speaking of a weird thing. I would just open one of those
100%.
And eat it with a spoon.
It was like an ice
treat.
Yes, oh, man, it was so good. I remember my mom would be like, hey.
Yeah, she's like, you're wasting
We're supposed to get
juice.
Like 2 pitchers, 2 gallons of that.
Man, and it's only
like,
99 cents, Mom.
You're all gross.
Good, good, good stuff.
It was so sticky, though. That
Forgot
stuff
about
was
that.
Amazing.
Yes, it was very sticky.
You're sick in the head.
You don't know anything, you young kids these days.
I mean, I used to have that, but. Never did that.
You haven't lived until you've eaten the orange juice concentrate frozen like
did
that.
Did you ever, when you had it ready and you were going to drop it into the container, maybe you did this, Steve. You'd start pushing it and it'd start to come out and you'd be like,
of course I did.
I mean, and it falls in
didn't
there.
Every boy do that?
Yeah, every boy had to do that.
Gosh dang it.
Guilty.
Guilty, okay.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round 2 with our buddy Steve Hawk.
I think some girls probably did that too.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. What is who wrote down reviewing Steve on our piece of paper?
I have no idea.
Reviewing Steve.
You might have done that, Jay.
Oh, it had to be from a long time ago. Erased. Okay. I have nothing to review for Steve.
Okay. I got something else, though.
I'm ready. Lord.
Wow.
What, you didn't like the grilling hamburgers?
No,
and that
I
whole
bring
thing?
It on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I actually told you this, but I was a guinea pig for something.
Like for Halloween?
Well, I mean, the costume fits.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, very cute.
This year, I guess it would be. By the way, you know today is World Otter Day?
All right.
It's also cute. I don't know.
Very cute. That's what I think of when I think of cute.
Yes.
Yeah,
not my children. I think of otters.
Same, don't we all?
They are pretty adorable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to my original thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guinea pig. So I was a guinea pig. We're doing a new, apparently, way of submitting forms for things.
Okay.
And they asked me to try it out.
Right. Beta boy.
Yeah.
Oh, like here at our work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did I not tell? I might not have told you.
Wow.
That. And
I'm just playing radio, man.
So, okay. There you go.
God.
Every time.
Yeah. Every time. Zero ability to act or lie. You have ever met anyone in your life who has zero ability? Zero, zip, zilch, nada, nothing ability to tell a small lie, an exaggeration.
No, I don't
Steve,
hang out with those people.
Producer
no.
Steve.
No, I can do it. I just didn't realize what was going on.
It's okay.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, beta boy.
So I did the whole thing. And of course, you know, I have lots of questions and all that stuff. My question, though, to you is do you enjoy being a guinea pig for something?
Yeah, stuff like that. I love doing
like
that.
Testing out, like, do you like doing surveys or being
I do.
Okay.
Because it's not like there's repercussions or anything. No, it's like, whatever, I just get to give my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really what I like to do, have people say that we want your opinion instead of, shush.
Is that so, right?
Like, I really enjoy that.
Okay. First time for everything.
Yeah.
Steve, did you actually give them an opinion, though? That's the thing that I was wondering about.
Well, they just wanted to test it out, and I said, hey, it looks great, and then the other person that they asked had several opinions.
Right, so...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm
There's
wondering.
The new employee. Yeah, this looks great. I love everything about it.
Right.
And then there's the guy who's been here a few years. Well, you should do this, yeah. this, and this.
I mean,
and
they
that.
All were great suggestions.
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
Oh, well, I hope to
I
see
just
them.
Didn't realize them at the moment, because I submitted my thoughts first, which were, I think I did this right, did I do this right?
This might be a tricky question because it could get complicated, but you said you like to give your opinion.
Yeah.
But there are situations, of course, that you don't.
Right.
So where do you draw the line? In for the person's feelings? Or?
If they are coworkers or they're not really close acquaintances, they're going to get my opinion all day.
Okay.
If they're family members that really understand me and I should shut up, then I'm probably not going to talk.
Then okay.
Sometimes at home, you know, I'm like, I'm going to give my opinion. Oh, wait a second. No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
You're weighing out the repercussions.
Yeah.
And then
so
you're
I
like,
think I'll keep to myself.
Yeah, well, that's virtual genius right here, everybody. Because it's easy to, you know, some people really do like to speak their mind and give their opinions and stuff. And some literally don't care about the repercussion side of it.
Right.
I don't know how you live like that.
I don't
I guess more power to you, but... But yeah, I feel like that's a rare person.
Those are the people who think that their opinions are the only opinions.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And that's, and I'm
that's
usually not
right.
like that because I have found that a lot of times I'm wrong.
Yeah. Also, we found that of the
Same
people
smile,
on
though.
The show, so it'd be me and Kevin and Steve, which of the three of us do you think is least likely to admit fault?
Least likely to admit fault. Producer Steve.
That's correct.
What?
Yeah. You all? Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
I'll admit it.
It's certainly way closer than you'd think. Because, I mean, well, Steve, no, hold on. That's not right.
All right.
Steve doesn't seem like he would be that guy, but he all the way is that guy.
That's what I mean.
Right.
He's super deceptive.
Yeah. Tricky that way because you're thinking he's unassuming.
Yes.
He's a very nice person. I mean,
exactly.
Just a very nice person.
Right. He hasn't been here very long, so he's still trying to impress.
Right. And
nope.
Then, no, man.
Oh, I'm not here to impress anyone.
I know. We're starting to realize that.
He says it with a smile.
No, it's radio. I'm not smiling.
That's right.
Well, I can't lie, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right. We discovered that as well.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, buddy. Appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, guys.
Also, just real quick, does it feel weird that it's June, like 2 days away?
It feels very weird.
Yeah. Is it because of the weather or is it just because?
I think so.
What is it because of?
I think that, well, I was expecting it to be really hot. Oh, we're going to have this dry, hot summer. Well, it's June. When's that going to start?
Right.
And yeah, it has been just a little bit chillier than I thought it was going. And just, I don't know, time just, wait a second.
I just wondered if it was just us.
June, I thought, what happened to February, March, April? What happened to the whole spring thing?
Yeah. Well, we just kind of had a weird one.
I remember it, but I'm just very surprised that it's
already every night that I walk out with the dogs at, you know, whatever it is, 9 o'clock or whatever, I walk out and go, holy smokes, why is it freezing? I mean, it's cold.
And light out.
And light and windy. Yes. And you're like, wait, it's not supposed to be this cold when I can still see. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Never even went outside. Never even saw. You know
That's
what?
A bummer.
My son even said, why don't you open your window there or something and get a little sunlight in?
Kevin James.
And He's 100% you.
I go,
this
because
is hilarious.
It's actually going to make me mad.
This is exactly, it has reversed the roles completely.
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
In just a few minutes here, we are going to qualify somebody for the prize today for the month of May. So hold on for your chance to qualify for that. We'll draw later on this afternoon for those Zach Bryan tickets at the Tacoma Dome. But now, Kevin, it's clip time.
You know, I think sometimes there's a lot of bad things. We all know this. Bad things that happen on the internet.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
There's some bad things.
Of course.
There's some bad things that probably happen on TV, too. Like, it's just, it is what it is. But one show that has gotten a lot of love over the last year is Love on the Spectrum. Have you seen anything with that, Jay?
Just from what you mentioned, but I haven't seen the show. I just saw that after you mentioned it, then I think I looked up
saw
the ad
preview or
something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting concept. I have not watched that one very much, but it's people who are on the spectrum and they are looking for love, and It's kind of nice to get to see those people get to do something, you know, put themselves through the misery of what regular dating people do. But this one is only fun. I just find these guys to be so stinking likable. I don't know. Have you been around someone with Down syndrome, Jay?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Have, right?
Mm-hmm, of course. Yep.
And they are just usually so happy. Like sometimes they even look like they're kind of mad. And then you start talking to them and they just perk you right up, right?
Any of the young adults that I've been around that have any sort of been on anywhere near the autistic spectrum have been fantastic. They're usually extremely happy. They have the cutest smiles, bring me joy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the Down syndrome kids, they have a very distinct look, you know, and it's one of those where there's yep. these two guys who got extremely popular on the internet, and it's just great because it's called Get Down with Sean and Marley, and they look like brothers. Everybody always asks if they're brothers, but they're not. They've been best friends since elementary school.
Yeah.
And they're in their early 20s now, and Sean and Marley just do all sorts of, they just decided that they like to entertain people, so they wanted to start doing a video channel and just see how it went. Well, they've kind of turned it into a lot of cooking stuff, and they'll have guests on with them. Theo Vaughn was on with them. They've had some really good-sized guests on the show. But this is one where it's probably one of their more famous clips just because of the opening thing. They have one of their friends on with them who also has Down syndrome.
Okay.
And he's excited because he is showing them how to cook a hamburger the way he wants, which is he gets potato chips and then he starts putting the potato chips on the burger, much to the dismay of Sean and Marley.
Oh, chippies!
You love chippies!
They're all very excited about the chips until this happens. He starts putting them on the burger. And they are not sure.
Why are you putting your chips in the burger?
Why are you doing that?
I think putting your chips in the sandwich.
And it's like putting chips on a sandwich.
10.
They are continuing to do it. Now, he's trying to convince them to put them on their burgers. No, thank you, he says.
No, I'm not mixing my food like that.
Now, I think Marley it is, decides to try it.
Oh my. Why are you crazy putting chips in the burger?
What?
Why are you crazy putting chips on the burger? So I asked you.
I thought that myself, yeah.
Do you like chips on a burger? Have you had it?
I'm trying to think if it, obviously the type of chip matters.
Oh, for sure.
If it was your favorite, Jay, like Lay's or something.
So if it's just, Lay's would probably be okay. I mean, at that point, it's just kind of salty. I don't know if I like the crunch or not. I don't know if I would go for that. I think the crunch would be the thing that would throw me off. I don't know that I want to. Other than like the crunch of an onion, I don't think I want a bunch of crunching going on in my burger. And then, okay. I would say no. I think I'm going to pass.
All right. I've definitely done it, and I have enjoyed it.
Are they crumbled?
Do I do it? I mean, yeah, you kind of put them on there, and then when you squeeze
crumbled,
the bun
sure.
down,
yeah.
yeah, they just kind of crack.
But you don't crumble it and then put it on. You put them on whole, and then whatever happens after that happens.
That is
happens.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. I understand.
Whatever that happens. Is
Throw
correct,
caution to the wind,
Jay.
Kevin.
That's how I do it. Yeah, Steve, do you like it that way?
If I had the choice, I would go without, but I wouldn't be opposed.
Okay. You'd give it a try.
Yeah.
If you were on with Sean and Marley, you would have given it a try.
Sure, if everybody else was doing it, I would do it.
I just think it's great that these guys are able to, you know, be in the public like that, spread joy. They've got over 4 million followers.
Yeah, I bet.
I think they're making really good money. It's their family that's helping them with the videos and some of that stuff that maybe they don't, you know, whatever it is, the money part of it that maybe they don't know as well. And so it's great. I mean, it's one of those that you just go, okay, I hope that it's making their lives awesome and that nobody is going to take advantage of
this. They sure seem like they're having fun with it.
100% hunt you down.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
Because they're just the most likable guys. And it's so fun. I just, every time I see one of their clips, I got to watch it. And I'm like, yep. Sometimes we just got to enjoy the good stuff.
Yeah, in life. I like that. Chip's out, but watching that, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, check him out. Get down with Sean and Marley.
Get down with Sean and Marley. Okay, thank you, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is your smoker, Rick?
It's a Green Mountain smoker.
Oh, okay.
It's a Daniel Boone edition.
Daniel Boone.
Steve. Do you know who Daniel Boone is, Steve?
Kevin James.
I think he knows the history of history, it. Just don't get him into the cooker part.
Yeah, don't get me into the smoker part. But
do you have the microwave the version of Daniel Boone?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, you can kick us off.
It's a legitimate question.
Sure.
Since we've been talking a lot about food today, I feel like. No, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought I would mention that when my parents were here the other week, I was eating very adventurously.
Yes.
And we even had, you'll be surprised by this, we had a pizza that had mushrooms on it.
Oh, wow. You did not eat that.
Oh, I did.
What? Are you changed now? Did it change you forever?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But I did it.
Yeah.
So there's proof.
And were you a fan of it, or?
I mean, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's proof
back
that
to just regular pepperoni now, though?
Oh, not even that.
Cheese.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cheese
is it
and cheese
not
alone.
Like pepperoni at all?
Nah, no, not really.
It's just too spicy, or?
Yeah, maybe because it's a little spicy. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. It's just weird.
But I'll eat it, though, if it's on pizza. It's fine.
Just not your first choice.
I just won't like it as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. I can do it, and I did it.
What if you had to, when you smiled to get your picture taken, you had to say your favorite topping on your pizza? Like for Steve, it would be easy. Cheese.
So what would you say, though? Would you say pepperoni, sausage?
I think I would have to say, it used to be sausage, but I think it's pepperoni now. So yes, when I got my picture taken, I'd have to say pepperoni. It's harder to get a smile out of you.
It is. Yeah, that's a tough word to smile with.
What would yours be, Kevin?
I mean, either meat. I don't know if that.
Let's try meat. That next time we take pictures.
It kind of gets you meat? A smile.
Yeah, say your meat. Favorite pizza topping. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Meat.
Pepperoni. Cheese. That's stupid.
Final thoughts.
Why'd I say that? That was dumb.
I mean, I wanted to say pineapple, but I know that's not going to help a picture.
No. It also
I say
an
it,
argument.
Everybody looks at me. Yeah,
yeah, right?
It's like,
yeah.
It's not going to help with anything.
No.
Man, a pineapple. What did I have? The last time I had pineapple, it was pepperoni, and then it was like spicy Italian sausage with jalapenos.
Ooh, I like it.
And pineapple. It is that perfect sweet coolness to go along with. Oh my gosh, what a pizza.
Final thoughts brought to you in part by Zero Res, Kev.
I love that pizza so much I would have married it, but instead I ate it.
All right.
Now this. By the way, Steve today said, and I think he was just playing a joke. I don't know what he was doing,
right.
but he said, hey, some lady said she wants to date you. And I said, well, just tell her no, she doesn't.
No, that was the truth.
Oh, it was
truth. Well, okay. It was also the truth from Kevin. That's what he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you might think you do, but I'm guessing you don't.
If it came right down to it.
Yeah.
Well,
today,
let her make up her own mind.
As I am battling my sickness.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's kind of cold out still, right? Because if it was 85, no, it doesn't matter because I ain't going outside. But if it was hot out, I would feel way more weird about eating my egg flour soup. Because I truly believe that egg flour soup heals you. And I will be getting some more today.
Yeah.
I had some the other night, and then I got sicker. But I think maybe I didn't have enough.
That's probably what it was. Mm, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
experiment continues.
I was just thinking about this. Have you ever seen like a Japanese... I'm trying to think. Egg flour soup. Japanese? Chinese? Do we know what it is?
Soup.
Asian.
Soup.
Asian soup. I've never seen an Asian person with a cold.
What?
Soup seems to be working.
Thoughts.
Oh, I mean, sure, maybe the whole virus started there.
Okay, you know, I saw this story today, and it happened apparently last fall. I don't remember this story, but I did see it today where I was like, there's a couple that won $22 million in the lottery.
Yes.
And they elected to not tell their family.
I saw that, Jay. It's so wild.
And they elected to not tell their teenage children.
Wait, is this the second time that this has happened recently?
I doubt it. It's probably the same story.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it happened in the fall, but I just, like I said, I didn't see it until today. And then it's like, you didn't tell, like, and I get why you do it. Because they obviously did the research and found that, you know, the more people you tell, the more handouts you're asked for, obviously.
Right.
And when they said, we didn't tell our teenage children because we didn't want them to be waiters. And the guy's like, you didn't want them to be waiters? Yeah, waiting for us to die.
Oh,
I was like, okay.
So that's they now funny. Know who the people are, obviously. So now does everybody know?
I don't know if they know. I don't know if they identified themselves in this story or not. Or if they were anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you would keep that a secret. I mean, stuff is going to start showing up. Like, Dad, you bought another new truck?
Yeah, I guess if you don't buy anything too crazy.
Well, the how fun is that to be a millionaire then?
Not very.
No. I mean, $22 million and you're not going to spend any of it because you don't want anybody to know? I mean, at some point, you got to figure it out.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't tell you guys.
Wow. If you'd like to qualify for the prize today for the month of May, caller 7 right now, 509-441-0999. The prize today, which we will draw for later on this afternoon, is Zach Bryan at the Tacoma Dome.